A couple years down the road. You spit a 50-50 mix of saliva and tobacco juice
Oh, what?
into the soft, fine dirt just outside of the batter's box at your local community park. You spit into the dirt and you see it kind of like rest on top of the surface.
Oh, what?
Stained brown with that tobacco juice. You feel the nicotine running through your veins. And it's a good thing because you are up to bat. It's a Wednesday night. You're playing in your local men's softball league.
Whoa.
You guys take it pretty fucking serious now.
Oh,
You got
man.
uniforms. You got a, like, it's a pretty heated thing, They're fucking embroidered, right? That's something you don't do. Normally you would just get like the iron-on patch, but no, these are embroidered jerseys.
We take it that seriously.
That seriously.
What's our team name?
You're called the Hamlet Friars.
Friars, as in like,
FRIAR.
okay, so we're like monks, kind of. All right, that's hilarious.
Everybody on the team has to shave their head.
Yeah,
You were the only one that showed up without any hair,
okay.
and you insisted on it.
Oh,
And there,
wow.
everybody was like, "Pat, I don't want to shave my head." Right? One guy had like just gotten over cancer, and he's like, "It took me 2 years to grow this." And you were like, "Hey guys, look,
Yeah.
shave it or I'm out."
That's how seriously we're taking this.
Yeah, and everybody did. Everybody shaved their head. The guy with the cancer just fucking wept.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that one I feel bad about.
You don't. So, you just kind of like, and everybody went along with it because you are one hell of a softball player.
Really?
They call you Pat the Pipe. That's what they call you.
Cool.
Because you're piping bombs all day, right? At this point in your life, you spend a lot of free time going to the batting cages, ripping dips, right? Like you're dipping a lot, you've always got like a clear bottle with you.
Oh, gross.
You're filling up bottles, you're leaving them all over the place, right?
Wait, oh, so when did I
Yeah.
start like dipping tobacco?
About a year and a half ago. And you've been
That
really into
sucks.
it, you know?
I've always been able to stay away from that. I feel like that was the one thing I never. Fuck. That sucks.
Well,
That's disappointing, to be honest with
like
you.
most things in life, comes around to you. And you, Pat, you fucking love it.
I
You love
know.
dipping.
I probably would.
You love dipping. You love this, that wintergreen that slaps you in the fucking mouth,
Whoa.
right? Several times throughout the day, you think I need a little pep. You drop some dip into that big fucking lip.
Yeah.
Pack it in with your tongue.
Lip it and spit
You're filling up bottles left and right, dude. Okay. So it's your Wednesday night game. Last game of the year, the league championship. The Hamlet Friars are playing the Westminster Bulldogs.
Okay.
There's another, there's a, this is the McLean, Virginia Men's Softball League.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. So I'm living back in McLean.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I mean, right now for the softball, right? It's pretty competitive, you know?
I moved
But
there for the softball.
you move there. Ultimately, it's what drew you away. You went back for
Wow.
a visit a couple years ago, and a friend of yours who like plays in the league, he was like, "Hey, we're a man short. You just want to come play this softball league with us tonight?" And you're like, "Ah, yeah, sure, whatever." So you show up, Right. You went 4-for-4 with 2 home runs, 2 doubles. Every time you scored a run, you went up to bat, you scored a run, right? Every time your foot hit home plate, you just thought like, what the hell? You know?
Yeah.
And it unlocked something inside of you. You went back to Austin, started getting into the cage, right? Started swinging the bat regularly,
Wow.
developing a skill. You told your friend, you're like, hey, I'm coming back next time. Like, if you need another, let me know.
I would start hitting balls with Nick Savarino, I think.
You do. You quickly overtake him skill wise, and it becomes a chore. So you just decide to split off and go on your own.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, Dick.
Yeah. Nick
Dang.
doesn't mind. He gets it.
He would.
Yeah,
Fuck.
he's a great man.
Well, I mean, it's fine.
So you're really getting into it, right? And
Yeah.
eventually, your friend's like, hey, I got an opening. It's a tournament over an entire weekend, and you fly up from Texas, right? You go through the tournament, kick ass. Your team wins. You win tournament MVP, right? And
Wow.
you feel like this is something that you want to do more. And you ask him, he's like, hey, can I just play all full time on your team next year? And he's like, yeah, I didn't know you were moving back. And you kind of looked at your bat. You patted that fucking bat against the palm of your left hand. You felt the ring in your ears. You feel the vibration run through the bat into your right hand and resonating throughout your body. And you think,
Oh my God.
well, then you say to him, you go, I am now. You go back home after that weekend and you immediately start wrapping up your life in Austin. Because you're going to
Wow.
come back and you're going to play in the McLean, Virginia Men's Softball League. It's the number one most competitive men's softball league in the country, according to competitivesoftballleague.com. For the last 4 years, they've been either number one or number two. So it's no fucking joke, you know? And
That's really something, yeah.
the Hamlet, you guys have some potential, right? You guys have a lot of potential on your team. You got some outstanding defense, timely hitting, reliable pitching. You're a real threat to win the league. So here you are on a Wednesday night. You're down by 3 runs, 2 outs, bases are loaded. It's the moment that every kid dreams of when they first start playing ball. And you just spit a mouthful of juice right into that dirt and it rides on top of it saying, hey, I'm still here, motherfucker.
Jeez. Okay.
You dig into the box. The pitcher on the other side, his name is Ray Salgado. And his wife has been flirting with you all weekend. Right?
Well, jeez.
All week. At any time there's a game, she'll pass you, she'll run her long fingers along your collarbone.
Oh
She
man,
passes
that's
you.
not good.
She looks back, looks into your eyes, and she walks away with her arm around her husband.
Oh no, come on.
And you look out on the mound and you think, I own you. You see him collect himself. You waggle the bat in your hands.
Yeah.
Twist your heels into the dirt. You dig in. You adjust your cup so your fucking nuts can hang.
Oh, my God.
And you look into this guy's eyes on the mound, and you see fear. A small smirk comes across your face. You look out into the stands. You see his wife staring at you. She fans herself.
This is so intense.
You see, he comes set, kicks his leg, And he throws just a fucking meatball right down the middle. And in that split second, you think, I'm probably going to fuck this guy's wife after the game.
Oh, God
And you
damn
take
it.
the biggest swing you can. Then you come to.
What?
You come to. You see these like bright fluorescent lights overhead. You feel immediately like something, you're gagging on something. Your hands instinctively reach up and you start to pull a feeding tube out of your mouth.
Fucking shit.
You start coughing. You're kind of coughing and screaming. Your mouth has never felt more dry. You're making these noises, and then a nurse comes in. She sees you and she goes, oh. She turns around. She goes, he's up. A slew of doctors flood in through the room, four or five of them, right? And they got like pen lights, and they're like opening your eyes, you know, and you kind of like wave them off, and you go, what the fuck happened to me? They all kind of like look at you, you know, and then they kind of like look at each other, and their gaze all turns as one doctor walks into the room. And he is glammed the fuck out.
Yeah.
Right? He's got this like beautiful, like blonde, bleach blonde, like wavy mullet. He comes in scrubs that look like they're made out of spandex. He's got a stethoscope, but instead of like the fucking tubes in the middle, it's just a fucking chain.
Whoa. This guy. Right?
He's got like, he's definitely wearing like eye makeup, right? He's got a full face of makeup on, basically, right? But he's only got one arm.
Yeah.
He's only got one. He stands at the foot of your bed. And he kind of talks like they do in like rock and roll talk downs. He's like breathing real heavy. He goes, hey, Matt. He goes, I'm Dr. Jeff Leppard. Dr. Jeff Leppard is the finest one-armed surgeon in all of America.
Holy shit.
Right? And Dr. Jeff Leppard, he breathes hard. He talks in talk downs. And he goes on to tell you that you swung so hard that your body separated into two parts. And everything from the waist down is dog food at this point.
No.
And you didn't even think. And you look, you lift up your cover, and there's just like a bandage. Like your lower half is gone. You're just a torso from the waist up.
This isn't good.
You say that out loud. And then Dr. Jeff Leppard goes, no shit.
What the fuck?
And everybody just fucking laughs.
What? Right? Fuck you. Are you kidding me?
Well, yeah, fuck it's you. Not good. You're missing your legs. You know, it was just a moment that cut the tension. Dr. Jeff Leppard doesn't normally show so much emotion.
Whatever.
A nurse comes in and feathers his hair. Another nurse comes in and is holding like a mirror up to his face. Right? And he tells you basically that you are a torso from this point forward.
Okay.
Right? And he says, honestly, Pat, and he breathes in. He goes, you're lucky to be alive.
Okay, that is true.
Right?
Yeah,
you know
that is true.
So he leaves, right? All the doctors leave behind him, right? They leave your family's there. They help you gather your things, and eventually you're discharged. You get a free wheelchair. You guys just steal a wheelchair.
We steal one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Your brother Kevin is pushing you out, and he's like, "Where is there like a stall?" And you're like, "This isn't a supermarket." And you go, "Let's just take it."
He would be so nervous. He's just so into it. He would normally be really. He would normally not be happy with that.
He even looks at you and he goes, "I'm into this."
Holy shit, Kevin!
So you guys, you know, you steal this fucking wheelchair, right?
All right.
You go home and you're just obviously like devastated, right?
Yeah.
This is a huge change for you.
I mean, I was going to be like a softball star.
That's what you
Stairs are
think.
gone. Yeah.
You think I was going to be a softball star? Now you can't because you got no fucking legs. So you're kind of like getting used to like walking around, you know, pulling yourself around by your arms, right? You're, you know, adjusting to this new life. Kevin takes you to into the car to go to the grocery store just to get out of the house. Like, you're not going in. You wouldn't dare go in.
No.
But you just want to get out of the house. So you're riding shotgun, right? You're strapped in. Kevin goes in and he gets what he needs. He comes out, he throws the bag in into the passenger seat with you, right? And you're be at this point, you're like a little more independent. Like, you can get yourself around a little bit, you know,
Okay.
and you're like pushing to do that. And Kevin knows that, and he's not going to help you. He's not going to make it easy on you. He's going to, you know, you're going to have to figure out how to like do this on your own, right? So he like, you know, he parks in the driveway at your parents' house where you're staying right now. So you get back on the mend.
Yeah.
He
Man.
parks in the driveway, right? He gets out, he walks inside, leaves you to your own devices. So you grab the bag, right? You get out of the car, you're like pulling yourself along.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, the receipt brushes your left hand and it is ice cold. Right? Like, you think, like, even when global warming hits its peak, this is as cold as the ice that never melts.
Holy shit.
Like, this is as cold as the thing that will be frozen forever. And then your phone rings. You look down, it just says L on it. What do you do?
I answer it.
They go, "Hey, Pat, this is Franklin Fender. And I'm calling here with the Land O'Lakes Corporation. Say, I saw in your file, heard about your accident. So sorry to hear. I know that you were really gunning for player of the league. In fact, because I honestly had about $80 on you. So you owe
What?
me." Kind of like jokes, right? Yeah, people are betting on the McLean Virginia Men's Softball League. There's a lot of money being bet.
Why?
Locally,
Oh, because
nationally,
it's a big, yeah,
globally.
I forgot. Yeah,
Yeah.
okay. All right, well, I'm sorry about that. How, wait, what do you mean my file?
He goes, "Oh, we got a file on everybody." He goes, "Look, I'm calling you because I wanted to, number one, express my condolences for your loss. Here's number
Okay.
two, but I wanted to present you with something that we think might make your transition to this new style of life easier."
Okay.
He says, "The boys down at the lab have come up with some gloves." He goes, "Because you're going to get around by your hands, and you know, and you kind of like feel like your hands have definitely like taken a pounding, right?
Yeah.
Palms, your knuckles, the backs of your hands, that's like what you're using all of the time to get around,
Oh, sure, yeah.
you know." So they go, "We got some gloves that are made of some very highly resistant material." And they go, "We think it could really help you get around easier, and we want to make this available to you at no cost. All you got to do is just tell us how they work." And he goes, "If you don't like it, you can return it, and well, there's no charge. We're just looking into this to see how it works."
Fuck it. Sure.
He goes, "Great." And as soon as you say yes, you get a notification on your phone. It's a package being delivered. It's like a photo there. And you swear, like, you look in the reflection of like the, there's like a glass door. You swear that there's a deer standing on your porch. So you go, "That's fucking weird." So the guy, he goes to Franklin, he goes, "Okay, Pat, we just had that sent over." He goes, "Again,
What?
try the gloves, wear them. And just yeah, let us know. We'll be in touch." And he goes, "Best of
Okay.
luck with everything."
Thank you, man.
He goes, "I was a real fan. A real, real fan of your
Oh,
work."
thank you. Thanks, man. Like the softball stuff, I mean?
Yeah, oh yeah. This
Oh,
guy is
okay.
a degenerate gambler. He goes, "So thanks again, and best of luck. We'll be in touch soon." He hangs up.
Goodbye.
You look up on the porch, There's like a package there for you now.
Yeah.
You see like a hoof print drying on the concrete, wet from when it walked across the dewy grass. You look around, you don't see a deer, you don't see like a truck or anything, but you know. So you haul your shit inside,
Yeah.
you get it all put away, right? The groceries are put away. You go up to your room, you open the package, and in the package are like these, it's two gloves. They look like normal sort of tactical kind of gloves, right? Something you would find on Amazon, right? And there's a note. It says, "From the Land O'Lakes Corporation to Pat Dean, softball hero." It says, "Thanks for all of the great softball memories, Pat. I hope this helps you in your new life."
Wow.
So you think I'm gonna go out, right? This is I'm gonna go see my friends. I'm gonna go out and, you know, maybe I'm just gonna try to like inject some positivity into my life because there doesn't seem to be a lot of it. So
No.
I'm gonna take these gloves. I'm gonna wear them and I'm gonna take them out for a night and see how they work. So you talk to some friends, guys on the team. You're gonna go meet up at an Applebee's. It's a $2 Tuesday where they have $2 pints of Bud Light and Coors Light.
Okay.
$5 baskets of boneless wings.
Okay, now we're talking.
Yeah, they go, "We got buffalo, mild and hot, and we have a honey barbecue." There's an Asian one. It's
Okay.
called the Asian one.
Okay.
And it's easily their biggest seller. So
I
you
bet.
go out, right? You go out with your friends. You get some boneless wings. You get some iced tea. You have a great time. And yet you don't feel out of place because these are your guys. These are your boys. These are the guys you played with for the last couple of years. This is your team. And they're all thrilled to see you.
Cool. I'm
So
probably
the
thrilled
night
to
kind of
see
wraps
them.
up. You're having a great time. You're crushing so many baskets, right? Because you don't really have like a lower
Yeah.
half, like your intestines are all weird now, and food
Ugh.
just moves through you.
Oh.
So you're out at the end of the night. You're kind of hanging out on the on like the sidewalk. Your brother's gonna go out in the parking lot and get the car. Everybody else has left. You're standing there, you got these gloves on, and you're like, "Yeah, these have made it like easier to get around."
Okay, that's cool.
It's in the summertime, you're smelling like the fresh cut grass on the air. You hear the nighttime bugs that come out. You're looking up at the moon and you're thinking like, "Hey, maybe there's a new start here somewhere." And out of the corner of your ear, you hear a blood curdling scream.
Oh, man.
Your head snaps in the direction and you see like two guys beating up one guy. They're just kicking the shit out of him. His girlfriend's standing there just screaming.
Whoa.
And you like your pulse skyrockets, right? Instinctively, you like start to move in that direction. And when you place those gloves on the ground, something happens.
What?
And you wind up instantly like teleporting right next to them. And your fist, almost moving on its own, just shoots up and hits this guy right in his fucking cock and balls.
Fuck yeah.
And he crumbles to the ground.
Yeah, dude.
Your gaze turns to the next guy, and he's kind of like in shock. And he lets go of the dude that he's like fighting. You sort of leap over and catch him. The soft part of the glove catches him as he falls, and he falls asleep immediately. That's how soft it is. You lay him on the ground. Your hand immediately clutches up into a fist again, and just almost like at a speed you can't comprehend, finds this other guy's gut, and he doubles over. He vomits, right? You look up, you see his girlfriend like rushes over to him. She's like, Jacob, Jacob. And he like wakes up and he goes, holy shit. He goes, thank you so much. And you kind of like look down at your hands. You feel this surge of energy through your gloves.
Holy shit.
And you say, I'm just doing my part. You walk back to your car. You pick up one of your to-go orders of boneless wings off the sidewalk.
Jeez. All right.
Your brother pulls around and he goes, what the fuck happened? You're like, I don't know. You know?
Yeah, I just go, I don't know. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. You go, let's get out of here.
And I just start eating those wings immediately.
You start, dude, you crush those
in the car.
Wings,
yeah.
Right? In the car. You sit on top of the bag so they can just fall out of your body, you know?
Ugh.
So.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's just how things split.
All
right.
Whatever.
It just all runs right through you.
Okay.
There's a hole, you know, there's a hole at the bottom of you. You know, there's a hole at the bottom of us now, but this is a much bigger hole. And, you know, stuff just falls out of it. So you just have a bag there. You have a bag that you carry with you a lot of times. And, you know, you just catch it when it comes out. And, you throw it away. It's not like shit or anything.
Right.
It's like non-digested food. It's just chewed up food.
Yeah, I get it. It's so
it's not like shit.
Fucking gross. All right, go. Yeah.
So you're just dropping them into this bag in your brother's car, right?
Hell yeah.
You get home, your parents are like, how was it? You know, they're concerned for your well-being. You're like, it was great. You know, you just kind of like rush through it, right? A couple guys text you the next night. They're like, hey, man, it was so good to see you. He go, hey, Derek is having a party. Little thing. You want to come hang out?
Yes.
So you call a car, right? You have to put in the notes, I don't have legs. Do not be alarmed.
Yeah.
So you make sure to note that in there. You go to this get together the next night, right? Again, a great time, much more intimate, you know, just your close friends, right? People probably like maybe 8 people there. The guys you were pretty close with before the accident happened. You're having a great time. You're playing cards. People are having drinks. There's several dips, you know. It's great. You got a game on in the background. People are playing ping pong, right? They get you up on a chair. You're playing ping pong. You fall off. Everybody sees your hole, you know. It's like, you know, it is like kind of one of those things where you're like, well, so people are going to see my hole sooner or later, you know.
Sure. Yeah. I guess.
You know? So you're like, yeah. You know, people see it.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's what you think. You're like, whatever, you know? No big deal. This is who I am. Deal with it.
Yeah.
And they do, because they care about you and they love you. End of the night comes, people are leaving.
Okay.
You're like, I'm gonna call a ride. Right? You walk out onto the sidewalk. You're standing there waiting on a car. Bus stop is probably 10 feet away. You see a man and a woman getting into a heated conversation, right?
Well,
like, he's like kind of standing up, like yelling at her, like pointing at her, like standing over her. She's crying, you know. It's a very uncomfortable interaction.
Okay, that's not good.
What do you do?
I guess I mean, are my gloves on?
Yeah, your gloves are on all the time now.
Then I swing into action.
Okay, so you look at him. Again, you feel just like fibers in your body tensing that you've never felt before.
Yeah.
You look in his direction. You sort of squeeze your hands, and you are just immediately next to him. What do you do?
Punch him in his fucking balls.
You punch him right in the fucking balls. It sends him out into the street. Right? You punch him out into the street. You kind of look at the woman. You're like, are you okay? And she kind of like nods. Yeah, I'm okay. And she just gets up and like runs away.
Yeah, I get the fuck out of there too, I think.
Yeah. Your Uber guy pulls up like immediately. He actually runs over the guy. He runs over his legs. And he goes, oh, fuck. And you're like, let's get out of here. He goes, yes, sir. And you get in the back seat and he just speeds away.
Oh, fuck. Oh, no.
you look down at your app and you go, thank you. And it's this guy named El Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Holy shit. Man, my heart would be racing. I would be very, very, very upset.
El Brandy just cracks open the sunroof or the moonroof and he just screams, you know? He starts banging on the dash.
Well,
right?
Yeah, I bet.
And the radio that hasn't worked for years suddenly pops on.
What song's playing?
It's a song called Oh, How I Missed You This Morning by an indie band called Fucking Shitholes. Right? They never like, they can't ever
That's
have
the
like
name
any
of the
part of their
band?
name, the Fucking Shitholes. Yeah.
That's awful. That is a terrible, terrible name.
Yeah, they grow like critical success online, but they never get any terrestrial radio play. They never get anything where their name has to be mentioned. It's all sort of viral. El Brandy turns it off immediately. The last time he tells you, he's like, the last time this radio worked, this was like a Tejano station. And that's why I was, that's why that came on. But now it's changed ownership. Very interesting story. But so you get home, right? You go inside. Your parents again are like, oh man, two nights in a row. They're like, you're really coming out of your shell. And you think like, yeah, I am coming out of my shell. I am. I'm starting to feel better all the time. Next night, it's Friday night. Parents are like, hey, I got an idea. They're like, let's go out. Let's get dinner together as a family. Let's go out somewhere. They go, Pat, are you up for that?
Sure.
And you're like, yeah, I'm up for that. So you go, great. So everybody, you know, they, half an hour later, everybody's, it's not dressed up, but like, you know, you're going to go out to like a nice little restaurant. You don't fucking put on a cartoon t-shirt or whatever. Like, you know, you look nice.
All right.
You go out to this restaurant. A little Italian place. You order the spaghetti and meatballs. You do this thing to gross out your brother where you like digest a piece of food and then it comes out like pretty much whole from your bottom hole. And then you show it to him and then you eat it again.
Oh, okay.
It's just how your body processes. It just doesn't. It's just moving, you know.
What's Kevin's response?
He fucking loves it. He thinks it's so funny. Right? In fact, your mom and dad have to be like boys, you know? They're kind of and you guys look at each other and you kind of grin. Yeah. And you all like have this very fun snapshot of a moment where you're 30 years younger, right?
Sure, yeah.
A tear comes to your mom's eye. So you guys have dinner. It's fantastic, right?
I bet, yeah.
Great dinner. Great conversation. It was a really, really nice evening. So they, you know, they leave. They're all walking out to the car. They're going to come pull it around and pick you up, right? You kind of like are standing there, again, looking up at the night sky, still tasting the garlic in your teeth. You got a meatball wrapped up and a napkin in your pocket. It feels warm against your thigh.
Cool.
Where your thigh would have been, rather.
Oh, yeah.
It's just kind of like swinging loose in like a jacket pocket. You do kind of like have like these phantom moments where you experience something and you can almost swear for just a second that you feel that meatball against your outer thigh. And you kind of like reach down to touch the heat and feel it on your hand.
Yeah.
There's nothing there.
But a swinging meatball.
Nothing there. But a swinging meatball. So you think like, you know what? I'm not waiting for my family. You're like, I'm taking control of my life. I'm going to go meet them. So you start walking. You've got these gloves on. You're walking out. You, as you kind of pass like one lane in the parking lot, you see a guy come around a corner and he has what looks to be like a gun in his hand.
Uh-oh.
It's sort of against his side. What do you do?
Okay, so I swing into action again. But instead of immediately punching him in the balls, I think I say something like, "You sure you want to do that, pal?" Or like something.
So he like you like jump in front of him. You say, "You sure you want to do that, pal?"
Yeah.
And he looks at you and he's kind of like freaked out by you and he just like kicks at you out of instinct because you scared him.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I fucking catch that foot in my glove. Yeah, my gloved palm.
What do you do with it when you have it?
I go, "Hey man, like, but don't, dude, put it away. Just stop."
So you catch his foot, he falls down, he's like kicking you with both feet, right? He's very confused.
Well, yeah, I get it, but I'd say to him, "Dude, just I'll leave you alone. Just put the, you know, come on. I'll punch you
he's
in the
like,
balls if you don't put the gun away."
He kicks you just right in the fucking nose.
All right, then ball time. Right to the fucking balls.
So he's like laying on his back, right? You
Fuck
just
this
swing
guy.
In like a very, you swing in like a low cross motion where your gloved hand barely hovers over the hot pavement.
Okay.
And that gloved hand swings right up through his open legs.
Fuck
And you
yeah.
Hit him right in his fucking balls. You feel them both burst on impact.
Oh, fuck.
And he gets sent half a row upwards. You see his skin just scraped onto the concrete.
Oh, fuck. Oh, man.
You look down and you see like the thing that you thought was a gun was just like a Monster Energy can that had like a gun printed on it. It's called the Gun Can.
What?
Yeah, Monster's doing this new thing now where they're selling things called gun cans. And it's just like a thing that's like, if you ever
Why?
feel, because it's, they're trying to combat suicide. So they're like, if you ever
What?
think you're going to like, you know, shoot yourself, they go, "Have a gun can." And
Okay.
put that gun to your lips. That's the name of their slogan.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That
And
is
honestly, man,
awful.
I got to be honest with you, Pat.
Yeah.
Suicide rates among men ages 16 to 33 have dropped by 50% since this was introduced.
Okay. That's good. I guess
Right.
that's good. It
It's
just
being
seems.
hailed as revelatory. And, you know, there's a lot of success stories of somebody, of people out there saying they were in their deepest, darkest moment, and then a gun can save their life. So,
All
you
right.
know, you
Well,
can judge it all you want.
okay. Whatever.
But in this instance, you judged it for a real gun.
Yeah.
And that guy's
Fuck.
backside got peeled off onto the fucking pavement.
Ah.
And he's just screaming. You see the SUV like pull up to the side. Your brother's SUV. Do you get in?
Yeah, I think I jump in.
You get in. Kevin hammers it. You guys are out of there in a flash. They don't know anything, but you know, if they get out of there, right?
Oh, he doesn't know what happened?
Oh no, you were like walking to them. They were already like up ahead of you getting into
Holy
the car.
shit.
Yeah.
How the fuck am I going to act normal just sitting there and knowing what just happened? There's been so much unintended violence. This sucks. Fuck,
yes.
man.
So you,
this is so stressful. I got
so you
no
get
legs.
Home, right?
Yeah.
You get home, you go to your room, right? In your parents' house, and you're just kind of like hyperventilating.
Yeah.
You're sweating. And then all of a sudden it just gets really cold in the room. Like your sweat beads freeze up. You brush them off onto the floor. You look around the room and there's a man sitting at your desk.
Oh, man.
And through the darkness, you see the pierce of his bright blue eyes. The deepest part of a glacier. The ice that will never melt.
Yeah.
It's the exact same color.
Fuck.
He smiles and he says, "Hi, Patrick." And he has rows of shark teeth.
Fuck.
Each one of them looks like it could cut you into 1,000 pieces before you could say, "Whoa." You thought those were sharp, but then you see the suit that he's wearing.
Yeah.
Looks like it's made out of knives, crafted by a master craftsman in a country that you don't even know about.
Oh, man.
The wind walks around this suit. That's how bad it doesn't want to touch it. And he says, "Hello, Patrick. My name is Icebones Jones. I'm director of communications for the Lanolax Corporation." And he says, "How do you like the gloves, buddy?"
Oh, man. I mean, Yeah, they work.
He goes, indeed they do. I've been monitoring your progress.
Yeah.
He kind of leans forward. He goes, how would you like to do this for me full time?
What do you mean?
He goes, you know exactly what I mean. How do you want to do this full time? He says, okay. Name your price.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'll do it. I feel like I have a purpose with these gloves, even if I'm causing, I'm going to try to do the best job I can with them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll take it really seriously. I guess I'll stop jumping to conclusions about, you know, whatever. Yeah. I guess I'll do it. What do you want me to do? You want me to go around and punch people the balls?
He says, what do you mean jumping to conclusions?
Nothing.
He kind of looks at you and he goes, okay. He stands up. He goes, here's your key card. He goes, there's an address on a post-it note on the back side of this. He's like, Pat, I'm going to make you the wealthiest man you've ever met. And you're going to live the most wonderful life you could imagine.
All right.
And you're going to love every second of all the killing.
Oh, my God.
And he reaches out this red killing? And black key card. And you open your palm.
Wait, hold on.
The moment before he drops the thing into your palm, he gets he kind of like touches his ear and he kind of turns his head. He goes, okay. And he goes, on the pavement? And he kind of turns and he looks at you and he just cuts your head off.
Oh, he
cuts your
man.
Head off with a blade so sharp that it there's no blood flow that's interrupted.
Oh,
so like
man.
Your head just rests on top of him. And he kind of like steps away and your head is still there and you can't move because your head is about to slide off. But again, it's still like perfectly attached.
Yeah.
So he kind of leans in. He goes, yeah. He goes, you guys got to tell me when shit happens. He goes, I almost gave him the card.
What?
And he's kind of like, he's like, yeah. He goes, next time you got to tell me. He goes, that's all I'm saying. He goes, yeah, I'll have your head too. And he goes, I'm getting the fuck out of this shithole.
Jeez.
And he climbs out through your childhood bedroom window, and then you go to take a step forward, your head falls off, and you die right there.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah. Your parents hear a thud, and they come up to your room, and they find your headless torso just, like, sitting in bed, and then they see, like, your head, like, looking up at them. It was, like, perfectly aligned. It's, like, the first place they both looked.
I got
and they
no
just screamed.
No head, no legs.
No head, no legs. Yeah,
man,
he just died right there.
Fucking,
you made an
shit.
Assumption. You thought it was a gun, and you just beat the shit out of that guy without like.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I did.
Any you got power drunk, and you just
I did.
You know,
yeah,
spread that guy across the pavement.
I guess I shouldn't have these powers. I guess I don't deserve them.
No,
damn.
No. And actually, what happened was the cops came. And, you know, there was like footage and everything, and they saw what happened with the gun can, and then they forced like Congress forced Monster to stop the gun can program.
Well, yeah,
and,
come on.
And suicide rates went like right back up immediately.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, you ruined that too.
Fuck, man. God.